Joining us today at Delta 9 House and Studios, we have Travis Chesnick, who's here representing Cannabis Versus Cancer 3, a benefit, I understand. Travis, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so tell us, this is the third iteration of Cannabis Versus Cancer. For people that don't know what it is, tell them what the event's all about.
Okay, this event is a time for people that have children or themselves are suffering with cancer, and it gives them a time to come in and enjoy a great weekend of just hanging out with some music. We have speakers. Kids get to play. We have a raffle, the We Got You raffle. People donate items into the raffle, and then people there get tickets, and that's where a lot of the money for it is generated from, for the donation.
And how much, you've done two of these previously, how much have you raised in the previous attempts?
A total in the last two was close to 5,000.
All right. So where is this event taking place?
This one is up in Blue River, Oregon. It's up the McKenzie River at Bittersweet Campground. It's a private campground. We had it out there last year. It's got a stage on one side and a big open field where everybody can camp on the other. And we have music and activities for the kids. This year, Deborah Cooper, who runs the Cooper House Save a Child program with her awesome partner, Mason Peterson, they help 14 children that are suffering from the daily from cancer and having to live with it, and they spend a lot of time helping them. The money that's generated last year was both for them and Maddie Holt and Megan Holt, and she is from Washington. She's 6 years old now, and she has Zellweger syndrome. She came down, and then the money from that last year was split between her and the Cooper House. This year, Maddie will be coming down for her second camp out, which is totally awesome because last year's was her first one. Kat Jetter was down, Polly Carter, they're coming back. Lori Duckworth was there. And then the children that the Cooper House, some might come, but they're all very private, and we respect that. Mm-hmm. The money goes to helping them with medical costs, whether it's materials such as oil to help get their medicine made. It doesn't have anything to do with the flower or the concentrate itself. And then help with medical bills. It's a lot of fun. They're having this year, Deborah's got a whole activity set up for them, you know, wheelbarrow racing, stuff like that, water balloon fights. We have music for them. We have some really cool speakers. It was meant to bring everybody together, and it's really your good old-fashioned campout.
Yeah.
It gives these children and these families that deal with it, it's just not necessarily for children. It gives them all the time to just come out and really just camp. There's just music and a few vendors, and it's really your laid-back camping style, which makes it even better because everybody's relaxed, hangs out, and has a good time.
That's wonderful. Cannabis Versus Cancer 3, we're speaking with Travis Chesnick, and I suppose this is available for people to look up on Facebook. You got a page for that?
Yes, there is the Cannabis Versus Cancer Campout Number 3 on Facebook event page. You can check that out. There is that's the only media place we have for it right now. It's where I go.
Okay.
You can send a message there. You can post if you're interested in coming out. We have there's tickets at Brown Paper Tickets right now for $30. Okay. And the pricing, everything's all explained on that page.
Well, and you know, we might have, this podcast is international, so we have listeners from all over the world who can't physically make it to the event, but they want to support something like Cannabis Versus Cancer. Is there ways they can donate airline miles or money or anything like that?
Absolutely. In fact, I was going to say, Deborah has, and we have friends from Arizona, Washington, California, have all hit up Deborah and have sent things for kids for the camp out to play with, and also paper, books, stuff like that. That you can let us know right there on the event page. You can also message me, Travis Chesnick, on Facebook. If you're interested in it, you can hit up Deborah Cooper, Lori Duckworth, Janice Patton. There are a lot of people on this team making sure this happens. It's if you want to find out to get to one of us to be able to donate something, it's right there. It's great. And it's the donations that make the money even more to be able to give back. And that's when the community has come in together. And it's anything. It doesn't matter what it is. It can be a $1 gift to a $500 gift. We're not out there for the high dollars. We're just out there to make them a little money, you know. And the people last year, they generated more money from the raffles than the ticket sales did.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Well, that's great news. We want to shout out to the record. So find out more about Cannabis versus Cancer 3 on the Facebook page. Message Travis Chesnick, Chesnik, to find out more information. And looking forward to this event. I can't wait to go.
Yeah, in fact, I did want to thank the Delta House for the donating the two nights or the two tickets to be able to stay, the Delta 9 house, sorry.
There we are. There
yes,
they are. Delta
right
9
here.
Vouchers right here.
The voucher. Oh, that's it right there. Sorry, I forgot the 9. But yes, Delta 9 house. It awesome. You've donated this for two people to come up here. I'm here at this place right now, and it's awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad you like it.
Yeah, I just met two people from Chicago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was great. This place is really good.
One of the things I really enjoy about doing the show here now is the opportunity for people from places that don't get as much of a exposure to activism to see what it's like in action.
Yeah,
it's really people like you and me that are talking and working and communicating to try to make the world a better place.
Yeah, yep, absolutely.
And one of the ways we can do that is to help eliminate cancer, and we know that cannabis, THC, and all the other cannabinoids working as an entourage effect are probably the best bet we've got in coming up with the solutions to most cancers. So
yes,
imagine how much farther ahead we'd be without 80 years of prohibition
having
stunted our growth intellectually on this. But Travis, I want to thank you for doing the work on this.
Hey, no
because
problem.
These are the kind of things, and it takes money to make it happen, and the more we could donate and the more we can share, the better this will be for all of us. Thanks so much. And give us out the date and the location again one more time for the people catching up late.
It's going to be July 27th through the 29th in Blue River, Oregon, at Bittersweet Campground. The gate will be open at 8 in the morning on Friday, so if people want to come in and then come in and have a good time. There's also a deal going on right now, and you'll have to actually hit one of us up from Facebook to do it. Four people in one car is only three tickets because we want to keep the vehicle because it's enclosed.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can keep the vehicle down, the limit down, then we can have more people show up. Also, if there's anybody out there that would like to sponsor it or there's vendor booths still available, you know, hit us up. We want the Canna community to enjoy this as much as the outside world and everybody have a good time doing it.
Younger listeners won't get the reference, but when I was a kid, there were drive-in movies.
Right.
And they used to have the deal where, you know, however many people you fit in a car.
Yeah.
You back people in the trunk.
Yep. Yep.
Well, I'm looking forward again to Cannabis versus Cancer coming up at the end of July. Travis, thanks for joining us here.
Thank you.
On 420 Radio and the Marijuana Agenda.
Yes, sir.